on the placid waters of Otsego Lake in Cooperstown, New York, has burst the Flying Dutchman, heaving with passion, danger, and excitement. This is a daring undertaking, to offer a Wagnerian opera as summer music fare. But Francesca Zambello, artistic and general director of the Glimmerglass Music Festival, is an impresario who is as fearless as she is creative. She succeeds magnificently with this production. The Flying Dutchman is a relatively early and relatively brief opera by Richard Wagner. Written in 1842, it is based on a nautical legend and centers on the theme of redemption through love. The story is that of a tormented stranger from a ghostly galleon who, because he invokes Satan, has been damned to roam the sea forever. According to the terms of the curse on him, the Dutchman goes ashore once every 7 years, where the only possible redemption from his perpetual wandering would be to find a woman to love and be forever faithful to him. The most familiar section of this opera is its overture, which conveys the stormy and dramatic saga ahead. It introduces the leitmotifs for the sea and two of the principal characters, the Dutchman and Senta, daughter of the captain of another vessel. Under the baton of John Keenan, the Glimmerglass Orchestra presents this chestnut with verve, steadiness, and balance, which continue throughout the performance. The action begins on the deck of a fishing vessel on its homeward journey, captained by Deland, Senta's father. The crew battles a fierce storm during which they encounter another ship and the Flying Dutchman. Deland provides shelter for the Dutchman and his crew. When the stranger describes his enormous wealth, the captain offers his daughter's hand. The Dutchman hopes that at last he will find the woman to liberate him. This sounds promising enough. However, as director Zambello sums it up, quote, "Things go poorly, but we are left with one of the great romantic period opera scores," unquote. The storytelling at Glimmerglass is abetted by brilliant, albeit minimalist, stage design by James Noon and lighting by Mark McCullough. Their use of vertical ropes and shifts in vibrant reds and blues change the setting from the ship to Port Village to Senta's bedroom. The staging moves the tale along, underscoring the suspense, emotions, and disaster. Most important, the cast of the Flying Dutchman is perfectly suited to the sensual, intense production. The soloists and chorus members effectively inhabit their characters. Peter Volpe's vocal range and sonority creates a memorable Captain Deland. Soprano Melody Moore possesses a soaring, beautiful voice and acting skills to deliver a heartfelt Senta. In the title role, baritone Ryan McKinney displays fine voice and solid sex appeal and the ability to convey the Dutchman's longing and distress. Metropolitan Opera star J. Hunter Morris brings credible despair and forcefulness as well as great vocal finesse to the role of Eric, Senta's shunned fiancé. In short, this Glimmerglass production has it all. It will be playing in repertoire throughout the summer. This is Herbert Wolf for WAMC.